Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, we have spoken before about people who seem never to be able to be on time. It could be heedlessness or it could be ADHD. One symptom can be time blindness. Nicola Koss works for ADHD Ireland and has time blindness herself. Afternoon, Nicola.
Hello, Sean. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for talking to us today. Am I right in this? You started working for ADHD Ireland and then only afterwards did you get a diagnosis?
Yeah. Look, I've always been the word one of my friends. I've always been the one that's always had a job and had two or three other organisations going on around me and something always going on. You're talking about youth clubs there. You know, we're in the process of trying to set up youth clubs for kids who have neurodiverse conditions because there is nothing out there exactly for that reason. I was with ADHD about 4 years before I actually realised that all the calls I was doing, helping people, supporting them online, it got to the point where all this, the examples that I was given and the things that we were talking about were all my examples. Huh. And I was going, there's something wrong. It's something going on. And yeah, I got diagnosed twice just to be sure.
Oh my gosh. And you also seem to have the time. Now, does everyone with ADHD also have time blindness, or is it, you know, some people have it and some people don't?
Yeah, some people have. It depends on what your interest is. You know, time blindness definitely is something you don't say. Like if someone had mentioned all the procrastination, lack of motivation, not being able to stay on task, things like that, that are true traits of ADHD, you could see, yes, OK, I may have many of them. But time blindness never came up. It was never a thing. So I would have gone through my life kind of not knowing the word time blindness, and actually genuinely up to about 2 or 3 years ago, not even after diagnosis, did we actually connect that yes, Nicola has time blindness. I'm not always late for things. It's not a standard that everybody with ADHD is late. Like I have managed to keep jobs, being on time, leave probably late most of the time. In with the kids, we were never late for school. It was just probably a hyper-focus I didn't realise I had. Mm-hmm. Yes, I had to get up earlier. Didn't realise I was kind of body doubling with the husband. When he got up early, I got up early. Got myself ready. I was naturally doing things, and that's part of the persistence of ADHD, I suppose. You learn your strategies and tools until you can't manage them. And that's why so many adults are diagnosed later, because their environment just changes and it doesn't suit them. But my kids were always in early for school. I always got up a few minutes early to get ready, and then I was able to spend the time getting them out the door. So that wasn't a problem. So I couldn't see time blindness as being an issue. But when I sat here and I was talking to one of your researchers there, I started thinking about it, and I was saying, for my wedding, I had time to send for all the bits that you needed to do your handmade invitation and the little seal and the little wax and getting the organisation done for the rooms and the bridesmaids' clothes and getting your own clothes done. But on the day of the wedding, everyone was ready for 2 o'clock, and at about 12:30, I was sitting there realising I hadn't actually booked in a beautician or a hairdresser for myself. And I said to one of my my cousins who was a bridesmaid, and I said, hey, come on, do my makeup. She said, do you realise how long it takes to do a bride's makeup? I said, look, you know me, stick makeup on, we're out the door in 20 minutes. And we did. I was actually early for my own wedding. So things like that, you know, they're, you don't know you actually have it. It's not something you say, yes, you have time blindness. Am I disorganised? Yes. Do I have time blindness now? I realise, yes, I do.
Yeah. And is it because you can't calculate how long something's going to take, or you kind of lose a sense of how long things take?
I think you kind of, to try and explain it, I think you kind of get distracted with the extra time you have to do something. I'm not able to judge a future timeline. So basically, right, putting on potatoes, I would have a meeting at 12 o'clock and not on the go again online until 1. I'll say, right, OK, I'm going downstairs. I'm going to Hoover, get the dogs out. I'll get the potatoes on. And in that few minutes, I've plenty of time to do the 20 minutes potatoes. Do them, throw them on, do the dogs, do everything else. My alarm goes on, off to go upstairs. I'm looking, there's still another 10 minutes on the potatoes. Go upstairs, wait until about an hour later and the smell fills the house. And go down and the pot potatoes are burnt to the bottom of the pan. And then I say, I'll throw in another one. Sure, I've not another meeting for half an hour. I've half an hour now to stand over these, watch these. you just inherently find other things to do to fill the time rather than stand there watching. Mm. And my record now is 3 pots of burnt potatoes outside the door only about 2 weeks ago on the one day.
So, I assume the pot is no more either.
No, the pot is no more. Yeah.
Yeah. And so do you have strategies to kind of work around this?
Yeah, look, over time, you kind of do. You learn them. Do you know? I find alarms are great for me. I don't have a problem getting up out of the bed in the morning. Some people have real trouble with motivation and getting themselves out of the bed. The minute I hear the alarm, I'm up and I'm gone. What I do with the productivity of that time now the kids are gone is a different story. But I do tend to work really well with timers. Clocks everywhere. Clock in every room. Even nearly the bathroom. I don't, but it is. I've heard people saying, yeah, stick one in the bathroom because you will get an idea that you have no idea how long 5 minutes is. I actually heard on one of the podcasts where someone said 5 minutes is actually 300 seconds. So I went, oh, hold on a second now. I kind of have an idea how long 300 seconds is, but 5 minutes really doesn't make it for me. Mm-hmm. And the idea of an hour, it might as well be 3 hours. Do you know? But the flip side of this is that when you actually can time yourself, you set your alarms. And even for some of the guys that when we're doing any of the events for ADHD Ireland, we actually put reminders a day before, 2 hours before. So they see the messages ding, ding coming through and then 10 minutes in the hope that they will eventually land. But more than likely, they'll see that 10 minutes and go, oh, I have 10 minutes. And then half of them don't land. So strategies for me is about visual timers. So if I see the clock says 2 o'clock, I know I have something on 15:15. I go along and my alarm goes off. That works. Body doubling, trying to get other people on board with you, knowing that, yes, we're coming to this meeting. Maybe give me a reminder. But on the flip side of this, I'm really good at what I do. I can come up with great ideas. We can implement them when other people are taking 3 weeks to put the whole development together. Do you know what I mean? So there's a yin and a yang to ADHD. What are the things that I do? I suppose the visual side as well. Yeah, just trying to imagine how long something's going to be. Getting overwhelmed with tasks is a big thing. And by you fill the time, you kind of realize something's going to take a certain amount of time. You say, right, I've got a load of time to fill this. But just the reminder is the big thing. Body doubling is huge. And just trying to figure out what works for you, because certain people have things that work for them, others don't. Jessica McCabe, she sets an early alarm. She's on a YouTube channel called How to ADHD. We actually had her at one of the conferences, and she sets an early alarm and arranges a morning routine half an hour earlier. So no matter how late she is, no matter how much over she goes, she's still always on time because she's given herself the extra half an hour.
Okay.
You know?
But if she knows she's given herself the extra half an hour, might she go, well, I've got half an hour, and then she's not on time.
Absolutely. That kind of is the danger there, too. Another one I use, and I think probably wouldn't be no harm for most ADHDers, is music. We love music. We often have it on in between doing something else. But if you know a song is about 3 minutes and you've got 2 3-minute songs, and I know I'm going out the door in 5, to actually play the 2 songs, play a song, and you know when one is over, right, okay, I really have to get my keys now and get out the door. Something just give that dopamine hit to get you interested in what you're meant to be doing and getting yourself out the door.
Yeah. Nicola, I'm going to leave you go. I think I smell burning potatoes. Nicola, thanks a million for talking to us.
An awful lot. Good ding.
That was Nicola Cost there, ADHD Ireland National Service Development Manager.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.